Hello. Welcome to the summer 2022, issue 31 edition of In Vision magazine, the magazine of Devon in Sight, your local sight loss charity. This is Graham here, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon in Sight. On the cover of this edition, we have the Queen's Platinum Jubilee logo. This is a purple logo with the crown, the Queen's crown, on the centre of the logo. The cover picture is myself, Judy Pride, Jenny Benham, and new member of staff Tessa Barrett, outside the office with some colourful bunting and a table adorned with cream tea, cake and sandwiches, celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Just a reminder that the Devon in Sight magazine is free and available in a high-quality, full-colour, large-print publication, digitally via email, and in this audio USB format. Just a reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, place the USB stick back in the yellow envelope, turn around the address label, and put it in any postbox. There's no need to pay any return postage. If you no longer want to receive this newsletter, just give us a call on the helpline and we'll take you off of the list. The helpline telephone number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Well, let's get the show on the road. Chapter 2, Chief Executive Officer's Welcome. Welcome to the summer edition of InVision magazine. As the United Kingdom celebrated her 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth II has become the keystone in the nation's architecture, a solid and immovable piece, holding the country's image of itself in place. In 2002, in a speech to mark her Golden Jubilee, the Queen said she saw her role as guiding this kingdom through the changing times. She confessed, "Change has become a constant. Managing it has become an expanding discipline." These words represent the challenge the Queen had set for herself, to make consistency and constancy the key qualities of her reign, burnishing her image as a monarch who is dependable and loyal. It's easy to forget that Devon in Sight was born out of the First World War, survived the Depression, World War II, the three-day week, the winter of discontent, recessions, Brexit, and more recently the COVID pandemic. Distant conflicts in Ukraine have impacted on fuel and food supplies, with more and more everyday Britons entering fuel poverty. We are living during very challenging times. Like Her Majesty the Queen, consistency and constancy are matchwords for our charity. I would therefore like to dedicate this magazine to Her Majesty the Queen in recognition of her Platinum Jubilee. God save the Queen. Chapter 3, Keeping You Informed, News Desk. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee 2022. This is illustrated with a photograph of the Queen waving. She's wearing a pink dress and a pink hat with a rose on the front. On the 6th of February this year, Her Majesty the Queen became the first British monarch to celebrate a Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years of service to the people of the United Kingdom, the realms and the Commonwealth. To celebrate this unprecedented anniversary, events and initiatives took place throughout the year, culminating in the four-day UK bank holiday weekend from Thursday the 2nd to Sunday the 5th of June. The 4 days of celebrations included public events and community activities, as well as a national moment of reflection on the Queen's 70 years of service. Partially sighted football. Devon in Sight client Mark Harper is interested in forming a five-a-side football team for partially sighted people looking to play in the Torbay area. If you are looking to get fit, make new friends, and have some fun, we would love to hear from you so that we can put you in touch with Mark. All ages are welcome, and level of experience is not necessary. Please give us a call on the helpline to express an interest, and we'll put you in touch with Mark. Board games. Do you enjoy coffee, cake, conversation, and playing board games? Café 55 run a group for people with sensory loss at St Thomas Methodist Church Hall, Cowick Street, St Thomas, Exeter, postcode EX41HD. That address again is the St Thomas Methodist Church Hall, Cowick Street, St Thomas, Exeter, EX41HD. It's held on Wednesday mornings from 10:30 till 12 noon. Coffee and cake costs £3 per person. If you would like to meet with others living with sight loss and love board games, then this is for you. For news about any of these stories, please give us a call on the helpline, 01392 876 666. The next story is about Sight Village Southwest, and it's illustrated with a picture taken at the event of Pam and Brian Jones, two clients of Devon Insights, with Devon Insights staff member Judy Pride. It was a great pleasure to meet so many of you at Sight Village Southwest on Tuesday, the 26th of April 2022. Hosted by Queen Alexandra College at Sandy Park, Exeter, it was a great opportunity for us all to meet with representatives of sight loss services and equipment manufacturers from across the United Kingdom. Devon Insight and our assistive technology partner, Sight and Sound Technology, exhibited at the event, and it was lovely to catch up with so many people who we had supported over the COVID-19 lockdown in person. It is hoped that the event will return bigger and better next year. New technology drop-in events. Following on from Sight Village, we set up a trial technology drop-in event at Café 55 in Exeter, so our clients could spend some more time trying out technology. We were delighted to be joined by representatives from Sight and Sound, Wellmore, and RNIB. Future free technology drop-in events. On Tuesday the 16th of June 2022 at Newton Abbott Library, the Passmore Edwards Centre, Market Street, Newton Abbott, TQ12 2RJ. That event again is at Tuesday the 16th of June 2022, Newton Abbott Library, the Passmore Edwards Centre, Market Street, Newton Abbott, TQ12 2RJ. Those of you living in the area should have received a letter in the post about this event. The next event will be on Tuesday the 2nd of August 2022 at Great Torrington Town and Community Hall, High Street, Torrington, EX38 8HN. That event again is on Tuesday the 2nd of August 2022, Great Torrington Town and Community Hall, High Street, Torrington, EX38 8HN. So, if you have any questions about how you can make better use of your own mobile phone, tablet or computer, or want to know what equipment might help you with daily day-to-day living, drop in and meet our technology partner Sight and Sound Technology, who are the largest provider of low vision equipment in the country. You can also get help from the staff and volunteers of Devon Insight, Wellmore, and meet others in the same boat as you. Both events start at 10 a.m. and finish at 2 p.m. If you'd like more information about these events, give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 4, News Feature, Tessa Barrett Joins the Team. Tessa Barrett joined Devon Insight in May as our new helpline sight loss advisor. Tessa has over 20 years' experience of working in the third sector, 10 years of which has been supporting people with low vision and their families. Her career in sight loss commenced with Open Sight Hampshire, a low vision society which supported her mother when she became severely sight impaired following a brain tumour. Tessa felt that when her mother was diagnosed, she and her family did not know where to go to get support for a mother and the family that they were so desperately needed. She is particularly proud that during her time with a local sight loss charity, she was able to grow the service to families and carers and subsequently provide a service to children with sight loss. Tessa then worked for the Macular Society, where she extended her knowledge of macular disease and supported the growth of services to support anyone with macular disease and their families and carers across the country. It was during her time with the Macular Society she came to understand the need for emotional support services, not just for those newly diagnosed or in need of support, but to the wider community, including family and carers. Having recently moved to Devon, Tessa said, "I'm delighted to have been given the opportunity to work for Devon in Sight, a charity I know well, and one where I know I can make a difference and contribute to its continued growth. I'm very much looking forward to talking with callers on the helpline. Whilst I have good knowledge of sight loss conditions, the impact it has, I know that callers to the helpline will continue to inform and educate me." Chapter 5. Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector. Working with the National Health Service. Now, I was recently invited to address the governing body of the NHS Devon's Clinical Commissioning Group, known as the CCG. The governing body is made up of senior executive positions, general practitioners, clinicians and lay members. They ensure that the CCG commissions the highest quality services with the view of securing the best possible outcomes for the patients. Prior to each meeting, the governing body invite a charity leader to give a presentation about their work and to share some patient experiences. The presentation couldn't have been better timed. The clinical commissioning groups are shifting to a new model of working. The new integrated care system for Devon will finally see health, social care and the voluntary sector working more collaboratively. With a captive audience of over 20 decision makers, this was an opportunity not to be missed. The meeting took place over the internet using a conferencing program called Zoom. I was able to give an overview of our services and the challenges of COVID-19. But I wanted to use the opportunity to address some issues that affect a huge number of people with sight loss in Devon. I was joined by Judy Pride and one of our clients' wives, Tracy. Hundreds of patients have missed their appointments at the region's eye units over the years. Halfway through the presentation, I dropped a slide over my camera to replicate macular degeneration. In doing so, I instantly gave everyone a simulated view of the world through the eyes of a patient with macular disease. I could now work my magic. I held up some genuine appointment letters that had recently been sent out. The tiny print was unreadable, and one letter had a notice in even smaller print that declared, "Accessible formats are available," giving a telephone number. Tracy gave extremely powerful testimony about her experiences supporting her husband following his dramatic loss of sight. It was clear that we had struck a nerve with our audience. It was not my aim to embarrass our colleagues in the NHS, but to illustrate the difficulties that our clients experience daily to access information. Our aim, for a number of years, has been for Devon's residents to be made aware of the services available to them from local, regional and national charities as soon as possible, and certainly on discharge from medical treatment. The fact that this information is not routinely given to all patients raised a few eyebrows. I shared my vision for an information guide for all patients with the governing body. We received a very warm reception from the governing body membership, and action since the meeting has been swift. I am now working with Andrew Millward, Chief Communications Officer, and Darren Halifax, the lead for the Voluntary Community and Social Enterprise, to address these issues. Ultimately, our aim must be to make life as easy as possible for all blind and partially sighted people in Devon. I'll keep you posted regarding progress. Chapter 6. Treatment news from around the world. Dry macular disease treatment. Now, Judy found this article through the Macular Society, and parts of it are really difficult for me to read, but I'll give it a go. A drug being trialled for a dry age-related macular degeneration, AMD, can significantly reduce the progression of the disease, according to new studies in the USA. Phase 3 trials have shown that injections of a drug called pegcetacoplan resulted in a significant reduction in the rate at which the cells of the macula degenerate. The studies by Apellis Pharmaceuticals built on previous research which showed that dry AMD is linked to the complement system and a hyperactive immune response that damages the eyes. Pegcetacoplan is a complement system inhibitor, meaning it aims to prevent this response from happening and harming healthy cells and tissue. The studies involved 2 Phase 3 clinical trials, Derby and Oaks, which involved more than 1,250 patients with late-stage dry AMD, often referred to as geographic atrophy, or GA. As part of the trials, some patients received injections monthly, whilst others received them every other month. In the combined results of the 2 trials, patients who received the drug monthly showed up to a 21% reduction in progression of the disease after 18 months, while those who were injected every other month had a 17% reduction. Jeffrey S. Hyler, principal investigator of the Derby study from Ophthalmic Consultants of Boston, said, "It is exciting to see these positive data with pegcetacoplan, which showed continuous and potentially improving effects over time. These 18-month results provide further evidence that pegcetacoplan meaningfully slows disease progression and has the potential to preserve vision longer." He added, "In my practice, I have seen how devastating it can be for people living with GA to lose more of their vision year after year. There is an urgent, unmet need in GA that these results reinforce the potential of pegcetacoplan to become the first ever treatment for patients with this debilitating disease." The study also found that pegcetacoplan was generally safe and well tolerated by those on the trial. Results of these studies are to be submitted to the US Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, for review by the end of June 2022, with the hope that the drug will be licensed for use in the United States. We'd like to thank the Macular Society for this news, and I apologize for my appalling American accent. Chapter 7. Supporting You. Weekly chit-chat calls. Have you tried the Devon Insight Wednesday chit-chat calls yet? If not, you're missing out on keeping up with the latest news about living with sight loss, meeting people who know how you feel, feeling that you're not alone, making friends, and sometimes having a good laugh. Devon in Sight started its Chit Chat call service in December 2021. And we've had about 160 callers over 19 calls. It is easy to join the call, as you just use your home phone or mobile, and it's even free to call. We start at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday, and members call in for all or just part of the hour. Some callers prefer just to listen to the conversation. Others will join in and share their knowledge or ask questions. There is always someone who will know the answer to most obscure questions, and we talk about everything and anything. Host Judy Pride asked the regular callers whether they thought it helped them. Here are some of the replies that she got. It's a great way to learn about what can help when you're trying to live but can't see well anymore. I have learned so much that I feel much more confident to get on with life again. Another caller said, I call in to keep in contact with other people as I live on my own. The calls are my lifeline, especially when I feel really isolated because of my sight loss. I didn't know that there were others out there in my situation. We encourage each other by sharing our courage, and when I come off the call, I think, wow. Another caller said, sharing of tips, ideas and information, both giving and receiving, makes it a very interactive episode. And, as it is weekly, we can all build on this sharing of information. Because it's a phone line, makes the meeting together on a Wednesday accessible to all of us in a way that would not be possible if we had all had to try and get to the same physical place. It's something I really value. Judy is sure that she learns more from the callers than she has ever learned from professionals and feels that the hour every week is extremely valuable for her too. We are hoping that you will call in next time you have a spare hour at 10:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, because we need you. Your unique lived experience of sight loss can help others, and we hope that you might learn something too. If not, we know you'll at least spend an hour with friends. So don't delay. Call next Wednesday. If you would like to join our weekly telephone chit-chat calls, please call us for free from your home phone or mobile. The telephone number is 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls start at 10 a.m. every Wednesday and last for about an hour. Chapter 8, Keeping You Connected, is our events calendar for June, July and August 2022. June 2022. Telephone chit-chat calls are every Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. on free phone number 0808 169 7930. Fun, friendship and really useful information about living life with low vision. Tuesday, the 14th of June, a telephone speaker event between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Annie Ford, our counsellor, will be looking at ways to manage the emotional ups and downs of living with sight loss. So on Tuesday, the 14th of June, give us a call on 0808 169 7930 to join that call. On Thursday, the 16th of June, we have a technology drop-in event in Newton Abbot. This is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Newton Abbot Library. Come along with your technology questions, whether you want to make better use of your mobile phone, tablet, or try out some popular daily living equipment. So that event is at Newton Abbott Library on Thursday, the 16th of June. Now let's turn our attention to July. Telephone chit-chat calls take place every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. On Tuesday, the 12th of July, we have another telephone speaker event between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Eleanor Hodges is a senior energy advisor for the Centre of Sustainable Energy. She'll share information about how to use energy wisely. To join this event, call the telephone number 0808 169 7930. And that speaker event is between 10:30 and 11:30 on Tuesday, the 12th of July. Now, on Saturday, the 1st of July, Theatre Royal Plymouth will have an audio-described performance of The Play That Goes Wrong. The performance is the matinee at 2:30 p.m. To book your tickets from £18, call the Theatre Royal Plymouth box office on 01752 267 222. That number again, 01752 267 222. Tickets are from £18. Now to August. Chit-chat calls every Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. On Tuesday, the 9th of August, we have a telephone speaker event between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. We're joined by Lynn Thornton, the manager of the Patient Transport Advice Service, who will share how Devon County Council supports those using patient transport to get to appointments and explain more about the healthcare travel costs scheme for those who are eligible. Join us with our guest Lynn Thornton by ringing 0808 169 7930. So that's the usual telephone number for our meetup calls. That's the telephone speaker event on Tuesday, the 9th of August. Now, on Tuesday, the 2nd of August, we'll be having another technology drop-in event, this time in Torrington. The event takes place between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Great Torrington Town and Community Hall, High Street, Torrington, EX38 8HN. That location again is Great Torrington Town and Community Hall on Tuesday, the 2nd of August. It's an opportunity for our clients in the Torrington area to come along with your technology questions. As with all of these events, we do write for people within the immediate postcode to inform them of the events. So for those of you who want to join us for any of the telephone events, I'll just give you that number one final time. So the calls are free from your home telephone or mobile, and the number is 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. And now for something a little different. Daily living feature. Top tips. Electric blanket safety. Vanessa Daniel from Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards Service shares some top tips on the safe use of electric blankets. With increasing fuel costs, many of you have said that you've started using your old electric blankets to keep warm. To help you stay safe and warm in colder weather, and to help reduce the number of unsafe electric blankets being used in homes, we recommend that you follow these simple steps when purchasing, using, storing, and disposing of your electric blanket. We would recommend that if a blanket is over 10 years old, the owner should consider replacing it. When buying a blanket, purchase it from a reputable trader, ensuring that it is labelled, including the manufacturer's details and the CE kite mark. Do not buy a second-hand electric blanket. Blankets should be switched off when not being used. Do not use blankets which are worn, scorched, or wet. Be careful to lay blankets flat so that the wires are not damaged. Cleaning should be undertaken in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. Even with the warm weather on the horizon, now may be a good time to replace your electric blanket for next winter. And now, a summer top tip. Tomatoes are a rich source of lycopene, lutein, and beta-carotene. These are powerful antioxidants that have been shown to protect against light-induced damage, the development of cataracts, and age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. The age-related eye disease study found that people with a high dietary intake of carotenoids, lutein, and zeaxanthin, both present in tomatoes, had a 35% reduction in the risk of neovascular AMD. The cooking of tomatoes appears to increase the availability of key nutrients, such as carotenoids, lycopene, lutein, and zeaxanthin. Stewed tomatoes provide more lutein and zeaxanthin than sun-dried tomatoes and raw cherry tomatoes. So, add a dessert spoon of tomato puree to soups, casseroles, stews, and even gravy. You can find more top tips on the Devon Insight website. The website address is www.devoninsight.org.uk. Just to let you know that it doesn't tell you how to pronounce half of these things. Anyway, on to the next feature. Chapter 10, Keeping You Connected, Audio Solutions Guide. Here are some audio solutions to some common challenges faced by people who are blind or partially sighted. Audiobooks. You can get free audiobooks from Calibre Audio Library, the RNIB, and your local library. If you already subscribe to ebooks on your tablet, audio versions are also available. If you've never tried an audiobook and are not sure how it works, please give us a call. Now, are you missing your local newspaper? Sign up for your local talking newspaper. And you can either have this on a memory stick, many provide a free player for this, or you can listen online if you have a computer or tablet. We at Devon Insight can connect you to your nearest talking newspaper. Text readers. You can also buy a wide range of equipment that will read out your letters, magazines, and book to you. However, these are not cheap, and we advise you to try before you buy. Smartphone applications. The free iPhone app Seeing AI audibly describes objects for people with visual impairment. You can use your phone to read out documents. It can also tell you what colour something is, describe the person or the vista in front of you, and even identify products in the supermarket using the barcode to help you with your shopping. An easy-use radio. British Wireless for the Blind offers a range of radio, CD, and MP3 players designed for those with sight loss and are free for those in receipt of certain benefits. Talking Bible. The Torch Trust charity can provide you with an audio version of the New Testament and Psalms read by David Suchet. The Talking Bible has an inbuilt speaker, pre-installed rechargeable batteries and comes with a charging cable and headphones. If you would like a free audio Bible, call 01858 438 260. I'll give that number for Torch Trust again. Their number is 01858 438 260, or go to their website. The website address is www.torchtrust.org/pathway. That web address again, www.torchtrust.org/pathway. Audio description on your television. To get more out of watching plays and dramas, turn on the audio description on your TV. It will describe the action when no one is speaking. This is in the menu section of a smart television. Ask a family member or a friend to help you with this. Get your own computer or tablet to talk to you. Most modern tablets will have a built-in voice that, once turned on, will read out whatever is on your screen and follow your instructions. There are also software packages for computers which will convert your computer into a talking computer. Playing online games. For those who like playing online, Soulbound is an audio game created by Cloverbit and designed primarily for a visually impaired audience. The player will play Serik and follows him during his adventure into the lands of Levia, where he will be overwhelmed by a series of events that will bring him to discover his past and the mysterious and sinister characters who rule. How exciting! Home smart devices. Amazon's Alexa and Google Home are an easy way to listen to your favourite radio station, find out what the weather forecast is, call friends who also have the same device, set alarms, make a shopping or to-do list, find a recipe or fact that you may need, and even hear a joke. You will need an internet connection to your home, and these devices start from around £30. Carry on cooking. You can buy a range of talking kitchen equipment, such as microwaves, ovens, scales and jugs, which make life easier. Use a smart device, Alexa or Google Home, to listen to recipes and Seeing AI app to read out cooking instructions on food packaging. A liquid level indicator will keep you safe by telling you when you've filled your mug when making a hot drink. You can label tins using recordable lids or stick-on labels for packets. Do you need help with working out how long to cook a microwave meal? Download the Be My Eyes app, which matches you with a sighted volunteer, and they can help you. More talking gadgets. Other talking gadgets are available to buy and include talking clocks and watches, calculators, blood pressure monitors and medical thermometers. You can also record your own birthday cards, memos, labels and letters using various pieces of equipment. Travelling around safely. There are many smartphone apps to help you navigate your way, so ask Devon Insight about these if you're interested. Many parts of the UK have talking buses that announce the next stop. We hope that the first bus pilot of two talking buses in Torbay is a success and is adopted countywide soon. A new project called Smart Technology is looking to use a smart grid to tell users of their white canes or glasses about objects in front of them. This is still largely in development. Theatre. Some theatres offer an audio-described version of some of their performances. Call the Theatre Royal Plymouth or the Exeter Northcote Theatre for more information. Their telephone numbers are as follows. Plymouth 01752 26722. That number again for the Plymouth Theatre Royal 01752 26722. Or the Northcote Theatre on 01392 726 363 for more information. The Exeter Northcote number again, 01392 726 363. Finally, do you love museums and art galleries? Ask for the audio guide at museums and art galleries, which are often available, and some even have audio described exhibitions. That's been quite a lot to take in, so for more information about audio solutions, please give us a call on the Devon Insight helpline. That number, you should know it by now, 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. Now, Chapter 11, it's a feature, Community Champion Awards. Devon Insight is keen to recognise outstanding customer service from an individual or business for people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. We would like to thank those of you who've taken the time to share your positive experiences of customer service. Our first Community Champion Award was presented to Brendan Paramore, who is the General Manager of the Old Market House Pub in Brixham, for his ongoing and consistent support of Devon Insight client Mark Harper. Now, there's a photograph in the print version of the magazine of Brendan Paramore with Mark holding up his certificate. Nominations for the summer edition of InVision magazine are as follows. The Co-op Exmouth. David, a client from Exmouth, has nominated the manager of his local co-op, Joseph Caccione, and staff member Lynn Newby, for their exceptional customer care. David says, after speaking to Joseph at Christmas, he arranged for me to book a weekly slot where Lynn could take me around the store and help me with my shopping and bagging it up for delivery. This has made such a difference to my life, knowing that there is someone there to help, and has made the experience enjoyable and less stressful. The next award goes to Firmoy's Garden Centre, Newton Abbott. Our client Karen from Totnes wants to thank Charles Hopton, a customer assistant of Firmoy's Garden Centre, for being very kind and wonderfully descriptive. Karen says, when I asked Charles for some help, he was very kind. He took me around the garden centre, giving me a description in great detail of the plants, and also helped me source the right compost. Finally, Chudley Post Office. Jim Brandom has nominated Joe Hawes and the team at Chudley Post Office for their exceptional customer care. June says, Joe Hawes and her team always go over and above to help me when I visit. When I'm looking for a greeting card, they come out and read them to me and describe the picture on the front of the card. They always make me feel very welcome and offer me help when I need it, just before I ask. We'll be sending Joseph, Lynn, Charles and Joe a Devon Insight Community Champion Award certificate to thank them for making life easier for everyone with sight loss. If you would like to nominate someone for a Devon Insight Community Champion Award, please give us a ring on the helpline. I'll give you the number again at the end of this recording. Chapter 12, Community Fundraising News. Community Fundraising. Now, the print version of the magazine has a photograph of Martin Perry at 15,000 feet doing a parachute jump. It has never been more important to do your bit to support your local sight loss charity. Martin takes the Jump for Sight challenge. Local businessman Martin Perry has been a long-term corporate supporter of Devon in Sight's work. Sadly, the COVID-19 pandemic meant that some fundraising ideas had to be cancelled in the planning stages. This didn't stop Martin taking the plunge at Dunkerswell Airfield on Saturday the 14th of May with our corporate supporters, Skydive Buzz. Martin said, "Well, I finally ticked off another experience from my bucket list. Thank you to Devon in Sight for this amazing opportunity." Martin has raised over £700. Tea at 3. It wasn't long ago that meeting up with family, friends and neighbours wasn't possible due to the COVID-19 restrictions. With the lifting of restrictions, we recently asked our readers to consider asking friends, neighbours or family to join them for a cup of tea or coffee to remind them about the importance of a regular eye test and the support Devon in Sight can give to anyone affected by sight loss. We were delighted to hear from the Chalk family from Totnes, who recently held a Tea at Three event in memory of a loved one. Lucy Chalk, aged 8, and William Chalk, aged 5, have raised an amazing £455 for Devon in Sight by holding a tea and cake afternoon in memory of their great nan, who was blind and passed away in October 2019. We would like to thank Lucy and William for their amazing fundraising efforts. If you would like to receive our ultimate fundraising guide, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 13, Community Fundraising News, Blindfold Snowdon Climb. Fundraising volunteer Abby Arnall shares her story. "When my friend Chris Wells told me that he had lost his sight completely, it never changed our friendship. He accepted it with such grace and charisma. When he passed away early last year, I knew I wanted to raise money in his memory by doing something how Chris would have done it, blind." Early on Thursday the 14th of April, myself, blindfolded, my guide and friend Kit, my partner Vicky, who despite years of youth in Wales had never climbed Snowdon, and Chris's parents, Nikki and Pete, set off for the Snowdon summit. I was attached to Kit by an old dog lead she had sewn up to make two loops, one for her and one for me. The start was relatively smooth, but as we went on to the gravel track, the terrain quickly changed. Rough shingle, loose stones and water gullies provided a great challenge for the visually impaired. Kit, my guide, was a wonderfully patient person, advising me of every step and when the path became rocky. During our training walks, Kit and I had developed a great level of trust, which was paramount to our success. With Vicky, Nikki and Pete behind us advising others of my challenge as they passed, we made a great team. As the climb steepened and the weather worsened, the repeatedly uneven terrain made my ankles ache, as every time I put found to progress, my lack of sight made it impossible to know which may turn or rotate, putting strain on my ankle joints. Nikki and Pete left us at the three-quarter stage to return back down on the train, their support and presence making the challenge all the more meaningful. As we neared the top, my lack of sight heightened my other senses, and aware the path had become busier, I often felt like I was in the way. Kit informed me there was sufficient room for people to pass, but it made me very conscious I was holding people up. However, at least they could see where they were going, and I felt they should be more considerate of my disadvantage. Everyone felt in such a rush to reach the top that it seemed that they were forgetting to enjoy the journey there. As the summit beckoned, we joined the orderly queue to have a photo taken at the trig point. Kit and Vicky kindly helped me negotiate the narrow wedge-shaped steps to the top, as I was determined not to take my blindfold off until I had reached it. At last, we reached the summit. As my eyes adjusted to the change, I could see everything around me, and despite the cloud cover and rain, it was wonderful. As we made our way down, now being sighted, I realised just what I had achieved. I reflected on what I could now see, my appreciation for vision, how I had felt going up, people moving to get past me, words of encouragement from strangers, the sense of achievement, it was overwhelming. On reflection, I concluded that sight loss should not be a barrier when you have friends and a partner like mine to help me out. You realise anything is possible. I am delighted the challenge raised over £2,000 for Devon in Sight. And I hope that this story inspires others who may be coming to terms with sight loss or who have friends or relatives who are. Everyone at Devon in Sight would love to thank Abby for this amazing achievement, and also Kit and Vicky for supporting her. We knew Chris Wells very well, and it was a great shock to us all when he died last year, but this is an inspirational story, so thank you very much. Chapter 14, Supporting Us. How can you help us? Devon in Sight has been providing help and support to people who are blind or partially sighted and their families for nearly 100 years. We can only continue to undertake this work with your support. Here are some ideas for raising money and awareness in 2022. You could hold a coffee morning or afternoon tea with a few friends and ask them to make a small donation. You can, of course, have a bring and buy stall or raffle so more people can get involved even if they can't be there. Give us a call for our Tea at 3 fundraising pack. You could encourage friends and family who are planning to take part in a challenge event like a marathon to choose us as their charity. If you have family and friends who are working, suggest that they put forward Devon in Sight as the charity of year at their place of work. We can offer support if they do choose us as their charity. We want to hear your ideas too, so give us a call on the helpline. There are a number of ways that you can help Devon in Sight financially to continue supporting people with sight loss across Devon. Probably the best way is to become a friend of Devon in Sight. Our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Give as little or as much as you'd like. For information, please give us a call on the helpline or visit the donations page on the website. You can also make a one-off donation by cheque. Please make cheques payable to Devon in Sight and send them to the office manager, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. That address again, cheques payable to Devon in Sight and sent to the office manager, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. You can also make a donation by bank transfer. So through your online banking, the Devon County Association for the Blind, sort code 308037. That sort code again, 308037. And account number 623 267 68. The account number again, 623 267 68. Finally, you could consider leaving us a gift in your will. You can ask for a copy of our Ultimate Guide to Leaving a Lasting Legacy to Charity, and you can ask for that through the website. This particular guide is designed to give you an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. So, that draws a close to the newsletter. If you need any help or advice at all, give us a call. So here are the numbers again. The helpline is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Or you can visit the website, which is www.devoninsight.org.uk. That address again, www.devoninsight.org.uk. Well, that concludes this newsletter. Just a reminder, when you've finished listening to it, please put it back in the pouch, turn the address card over, and put it in any postbox. There is no requirement to pay any postage. Please try and get your dongle back to us as soon as possible so we can prepare it for the next newsletter. Just leaves me really just to say thank you very much for listening. Take care. That was the Devon Insight newsletter. And my name is Graham Flynn. Take care. Bye-bye.